that failed, and then in 97, they tried to force it through with the introduction of the Eurus, and having failed politically, they tried to do it financially. That was my first foray into standing as a member of parliament to fight to save the British pound, because once you lose your currency, effectively you lose your sovereignty and your national identity. And our gold reserves were going to be shipped out to Germany, to Frankfurt, and we would have become a vassal state, part of the European Union. It would have been irreversible. But in the event, we, thanks to Sir James Goldsmith, we secured enough votes, we forced the establishment to promise a referendum before they surrendered to the euro, and we ended up saving the pound, which in the end resulted in the referendum in 2016, where the British people voted to take back their sovereignty, which ultimately, I think the establishment always knew that the core, the body of Britain, or body of England in particular, wanted its own accountable parliament in Westminster. It didn't want to be part of it, but an unaccountable European socialist protection superstate. So the quote-unquote elites in Britain and the elites of the United States, it's coordinated with both of them. So I think less so in America, Joe. I can't speak for America, although when you look at what the Democrats did with USAID and all the stuff that was going on Joe Biden, you have to wonder whether they began with the World Economic Forum to play a part in this. But I think the post-war plan for Europe was founded on a socialist principle, whereas I think America has always been a very sound, politically based structure, based on obviously, the founding fathers and your constitution, which I always think that returns power to the individual and has always understood that the dangers are status dangers, not individual dangers. So I'm very much in the camp. I like the individual and a minimal state. And I think that's much more in your DNA than it is in the European DNA, which tends to be more statist. Right. So they